You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
First Nations listeners are advised that the following program may contain the names and voices of our mob who have passed on to the dreaming.
Alrighty, up next I'm joined by a comrade of mine to have a bit of a yarn about the campaigns that Aunty Sue is doing over in Gugufa country in so-called South Australia. Before we do, though, do you want to just quickly introduce yourself?
Yep. Hi, my name's Manju, and today I'm here on behalf of the West Mallee Protection Group. It's a collective that formed, which is led by Aunty Sue, actually quite a few years ago initially to fight against mining on her country, but now it's against militarization and the militarization of Gugufa country by a company called Southern Watch.
Yeah, it's very important work. So to get started, did you say that you had a statement that you wanted to read out?
The statement was used on Friday. So last Friday there was a rally on Kaurna country, Adelaide, led by Aunty Sue outside of the Australian Space Agency. A member of West Mallee Protection read out this statement to kind of launch the letter writing campaign, which is what I'm here to talk about. So it happened outside of the Australian Space Agency because they're the regulator for the space industry, but they've been working closely with a company called Southern Launch who have been testing rockets and missiles on Gugufa country, and Southern Launch have partnerships with heaps of different companies, weapons companies, like including Thales and the Australian military. So I think the project started back in 2017, and the CEO of Southern Launch, who's called Lloyd Damp, used to work for the ADF and was working on modelling and simulation of weapon systems. And since then, since 2017, the Australian government has given Southern Launch 8 grants totaling over $8 million of taxpayer money, and $6.4 million came directly from the ADF. So the place where the testing is happening is called Canimba Test Range, and they've been using it for military and weapons development purposes, including hypersonic missile testing. And the area over which the range, the rocket range is, so they launched from the, Canimba launch pad, which is where the Canimba community is located. But then the actual range, so because they do launches and they also do returns, there's a very wide area and it's like not very controlled. So there's a massive area which the range covers, and it's over Yumbara and Yellowbinna, and they're both pretty untouched bush, and like some of it, there's heaps of endangered animals there. It's also the only stunted mallee ecosystem in the world. So this is, and of course the main, one of the main concerns for Aunty Sue is there's Seven Sisters dreaming sites and heaps of sacred sites out there. And all of these sites and the animals and the ecosystem at large is under threat from Southern Launch's testing. Southern Launch keeps saying that the range is uninhabited. Yet last year they set off a rocket while Aunty Sue was out on country in the test range overseeing culturally significant sites. So they're not, pretty hectic stuff. And there was recently an article that came out written by Claire Coleman, and she had a quote which was really good in the article, which said the only way for a place in Australia to be uninhabited is by the forced removal of traditional owners, which is exactly what has happened here. And yeah, that article kind of came off the back of the formal statement of no consent, which ISU produced, and it was delivered to all of the companies that we know of that have contracts with Southern Launch. Yeah, so over four continents, yeah, internationally hand delivered the statement of no consent. So none of the companies can say that they don't know that a senior Goodwater Elder has said no to their operations. They also, Southern Launch also never consulted ANISU. And yeah, she just wants them to leave. So yeah, she that was the gist of the statement of no consent, and it got like quite a lot of media attention, but not one of the companies responded or took ANISU up on her offer to meet on country.
Yeah, typical.
And yeah, so the letter writing campaign is kind of the next stage of what ANISU is trying to do to, yeah, get, yeah, try and do what she can to get this country protected.
Yeah.
And yeah, public pressure on politicians is the next thing that is there, yeah, that we're going to try. So the three ministers that are getting targeted are Tim Ayres, who's the Minister for Science and Innovation and Industry, and he has legislative powers under the Spain Launch and Returns Act, which means he's the person with the ability to influence launches and returns at the Kennepy Test Range. The second person is Murray Watt, who's the Federal Environment Minister, who has approved, I'm pretty sure has approved the project since it's happening. But yeah, there's, like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of endangered species and threatened habitat out there as well.
Yeah.
And the last one is Peter Malinauskas. And he's the Premier of South Australia, and he's also the Minister for Defence and Space Industries. So those are the three that are being targeted. And there's actually two events that are going to be happening where people can come together and write letters
Oh, yeah.
or email or call. I think the idea was for people to write physical letters, because often if you're sending emails, it's less, especially if it's like kind of a copy paste thing. I think that's a bit less effective because
Yeah.
they'll get filed away under the heading of like a topic.
Yep.
But yeah, so there'll be one on Wurundjeri country in Melbourne on this Saturday, actually, this Saturday, the 18th of October, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Black Spark. And then there's also one the 22nd of October from 5 to 8 p.m. at Rewind Studios.
You there? Sorry, I think you dropped out a bit.
Where should I go from? The
Oh, yeah, sorry. No,
second one.
just the one this Saturday.
So this Saturday, the 18th of October at Black Spar, there's a letter writing event happening from 1 to 4 p.m. And there's also one happening in Adelaide on Kaurna Country at Rewind Studios on Wednesday, the 22nd of October, from 5 to 8 p.m. So if you can make it to any of these,
Yeah,
please
yeah.
do. Or
So, are you just calling out for anyone to come to that one at Black Spark? Anyone who's free and able to come write a letter?
yeah, anyone that's free, come and write a letter. You also don't have to come, but if you want to come and learn a bit more, definitely come to Black Spark or yeah, Rewind Studios in Adelaide is the other one. And all the details for these, and also the details for talking points and things that you might want to include in the letter. Everything's on the West Mallee Protection Instagram, which is just at West Mallee Protection.
Yeah, all right.
And
Sounds good. So yeah, so if anyone can't make it on that Saturday or to the one in Ghana, but they do want to write a letter, they can find all the details on that Instagram. Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So you've been over to Gugafer country quite a few times since I've known you over the last couple of years. What's the sort of main kind of work that you do when you're over there?
Well, initially, ANISU's been doing these rock hole recovery trips for quite a few years now. I think they started in the 2000s, somewhere in the 2000s, where she started taking people out on country. I guess like this was maybe around the time West Somali was formed initially, like against the mining stuff. And so, yeah, the Rockhole recovery trips are trips where people go out, like Aunty Suzu, and have family and yeah, friends and supporters to clean out the rock holes, which are so these are the yeah, the sacred sites. And they're a source of water for the animals that are out there. Obviously, yeah, it's pretty arid environment. And yeah,
These
animals
water
fall
sources,
in. Oh, sorry.
No, you're right, go on.
Yeah, well, the maintenance that's being done is that there's yeah, animals fall in, like the water gets low, it gets really hot out there. And yeah, they kind of die in the water, drown and rot, and then the water holes feel poisoned. And people would have been out there, you know, back in the day to pull these animals out and keep the water source clean. But obviously, yeah, people have been displaced and moved off country, and this is near the area that like nuclear weapons testing happened. Like Aunty Suzu's a nuclear weapons test survivor as well, which is another thing that she talks about in terms of all this Southern Launch stuff, you know, kind of the trauma of surviving that and then having this similar weapons testing while people that are still alive, you know. Yeah,
It's
just kind of
scary
like
stuff.
deepening the wound. Yeah.
And it's such important work too, like cleaning out those rock holes, because as you're saying, so many people have been, like traditional people have been displaced from there now, and the kind of relationship that they would have had before colonization with ensuring that those drinking water sources were there for all of the animals, it's such important work.
Yeah, totally. And it's really, yeah, like heartening to see like Aunty Sue goes out there and she's got, you know, 4 generations of her family out there, yeah, cleaning the rock holes together, like doing their cultural duties and stuff. And it's, yeah, really special to be a part of that. And it's also such beautiful country out there.
Yeah, it would be. So just for the listeners, can you explain where Guggafa Country is?
Yeah, it well, the place that we go out with Aunty Sue lives in Ceduna, which is yeah, like far west coast of South Australia. It's yeah, and we go out the back of Ceduna, I guess north of Ceduna, because it's like a ocean, it's on the ocean, Ceduna, the town. And then you go out the back and it's like really arid bush and dunes, and there's Yumbra. I can't remember, one of them's a conservation park and one's a wilderness area. There's 2 different parks, Yumbra and Yellowbinna, and yeah, all the sites that we go to are throughout those two parks. And yeah, I guess I don't even know. It's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. What sort of animals do you get out there?
There's lots of. Oh, we actually got some great photos on the wildlife cameras, which we left out. But yeah, like wedge-tailed eagles, kangaroos, dingoes, heaps of lizards and snakes. There's the thorny devils. They're endangered. Pink cockatoos, used to be called Major Mitchell cockatoos, but also endangered. There's a few types of wren, like little wrens that are also endangered out there. And there's also the marsupial mole, which is like critically endangered, I think. Yeah, so we're hoping we can somehow appeal to the environment minister, because it doesn't really make sense when there's so many endangered species. There's also like potentially undiscovered species and stuff out there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Is there much like introduced stuff out there, like camels and stuff like that, or they haven't made it that far south yet?
No, they absolutely have. That's one of the most disgusting things to clean out of the rock holes is the camels. Yeah, they're definitely out there. I've never actually seen a live one. But yeah, they're out there. There's also like rabbits out there. But I think like generally the environment is like it's pretty pristine, the bush out there. Yeah.
Which just makes it like so much more, devastating that they're doing all these rocket testing and stuff out there as well.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And like, because it's so arid and dry, one of the major concerns is fires. You know, there's areas that you drive through and it's just fires have started from lightning. And it's just, yeah, everything's just completely, yeah, burnt and gone. And I guess at this point it's regrowing, but the risk of fires is aren't, yeah, is not honestly is really concerned about that, especially when they do re-entries and things land and you know the sun reflecting off the metal and whatever the materials are, or it's re-entering and it's so hot from re-entering the atmosphere and stuff.
And I suppose another thing too, like, a lot of people don't really, when people think of deserts, they kind of like think of them as being, I suppose, what's the best way to put it? People don't think of deserts as being like a part of the wilderness and, a part of like nature and holding all these, key natural species and stuff in them. But, they're as significant to the ecosystem as anywhere else, like rainforests and wherever else and stuff. And, if we had something like Southern Launch testing rockets over the Great Barrier Reef, it'd probably be mainstream news and everyone would know about it. But, because it's happening in what people, perceive to be, some desert wasteland, they don't realize the environment that's out there and the ecosystems that exist out there, because it's happening out there. A lot of people are just, oblivious to it, or, don't give it as much importance or relevance as if it was somewhere that was, more prominent.
Yeah, totally. And it's just, yeah, sounds like very similar talking points to what they used for, like, yeah, the nuclear bomb testing in like yeah nuclear fields and stuff of like there's nothing there and there's no yeah uninhabited land. That's what some Launch keeps saying, and that's something that honestly really is yeah against them saying, because you know she's like non-humans, like are they not do they not exist, you know? Also there is humans out there and there's her family out there and yeah, they're going out there all the time, but it's not uninhabited. She's like, what about all of the plants and the animals? Like, that makes no sense.
And there's such fragile ecosystems out there as well. And like as you're saying, like there's probably animals out there that, aren't discovered yet, or, only live in those areas. You can't find them anywhere else on the continent.
Yeah, totally. Like, this time there was a lot, there wasn't much cleaning to do. There was, yeah, a lot of the rock holes were full of water, and there's plants, like yeah, all these water plants and stuff growing in there that yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not yeah, not documented because they're not there all the time and you would not think like that they would be able to go out there. Yeah.
It sounds like hectic work that you're doing. So, this Saturday at Black Spark, what time again, sorry?
1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So if you're free, do head down to Black Spark and help out with that campaign. It's, very important that we do something about this. And, it's a lot of people don't realize too how much like this is tied into everything else on a global scale. Like they're out there testing the same sort of rockets that are probably going to get used, in somewhere like Gaza or something like that.
Yeah, totally. Like some of the company, I mean, yeah, Thales, like, you know, these companies that do have contracts with Southern Launch are absolutely doing really, committing war crimes. Yeah.
It's so tied in with each other, and I think this is something too that like quite a lot of the so-called left here in this colony don't really like take into account. Like they protest against Thales, and they try and stop the weapon shipments from leaving the shores here, which, don't get me wrong, people should be doing. But imagine if we could take it a couple of steps even earlier, and protect blackfella country, and protect or the environment here and stop the testing and stuff happening here, they wouldn't have weapons to export in the first place.
Yeah, totally. It like goes back to, yeah. I mean, yeah, especially here, like uranium mining and all of these metals and stuff that are being mined that, yeah, like with native title, like traditional owners can't even say no to it. So
So is there still much going out there in terms of mining with the rockets there now, or?
there's the Iluka mine. I think it might be a mineral sands mine that's like also in that. Yeah. Mineral. Yeah, it's a mineral sands mine that's in that general area as well. And that's what Aunty Sue a while ago was trying to stop from happening. Yeah, some areas were able to be like protected through, I think, like under an IPA, like Indigenous protected area, but not all of it because that mine is there. And
Yeah.
yeah.
So if people want to learn more, is it just the Instagram or is there like a website or a Facebook as well, or mostly just
There's
the Instagram?
mainly Instagram. I think we're going to be working on reviving the website. There used to be one,
Oh, yeah.
back in the day. So if we can get back into that, we'll get that going. But yeah, at the moment, there's some information on the Native Title Rockets website, which is a documentary that's coming out soon
Oh
about
yeah.
Aunty Sue and all of this stuff.
Yeah, does that
And
have a release date yet?
no, it doesn't. I think it'll be maybe a couple months. I'm just going to double check what the website is. Oh, it's just nativetitlerockets.com. And there's
Yep.
also a separate Instagram for that documentary project called Native Title Rockets as well.
Yeah, sounds good. And if anyone, has the capacity and wants to donate, is there a way for them to donate towards like helping Aunty Sue and the work that she's doing?
Yeah, that's something that is, yeah, if people can donate or have the capacity to organize a fundraiser, there is a CHUFT that's set up under, if you just Google West Mallee Protection Fund, yeah, there's a CHUFT that's active and donate there, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So yeah, if you're listening and you've got a couple of dollars to spare, definitely do jump onto that website. Yeah, you can just Google West Mallee Protection CHUFT and it should pop up as one of the first results. But it's such crucial work that she's doing out there, and all the people that are going out there and helping her as well, it's such crucial work that you're all doing.
Yeah, totally. It's yeah, I feel very lucky to be able to be invited out there and stuff. But it's yeah, it's really worth people getting involved and supporting this campaign because I think it's definitely going to be things are going to be picking up soon. Because Aunty Sue has spoken to Southern Launch last year when they launched the rocket. With her out on country, they did try and come and talk to her, and yeah, she told them essentially yeah, they can fuck off. But yeah, so she said no to them. They don't care. So now things are picking up. The campaign's going to be picking up. And if people are keen to get involved in the campaign, like send a message to the Instagram account, come to the letter writing thing on Saturday. There'll be people from West Mallee Protection there running it, and yeah, come and chat and help out. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great. Anything else you want to plug quickly?
Not that I can think of. Covered it all.
Yeah. Well, thanks heaps for coming on. Really appreciate it. It's such important work that's happening out there and really needs to be amplified. And we need to get as many people as we can on board, writing letters and donating and organizing fundraisers and doing all this other important behind the scenes work to ensure that hopefully something can be done and it can be stopped.
Totally. Thanks for having me, Kieran.
No worries. Enjoy the rest of your day. See ya.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
Do a bit of disrupting and cause a bit of ruckus in the colony.
Always was, always will be.
Not celebrate Australia, but instead pay homage to the resistance of First Nations people against this illegal colonial occupation.
3CR, your station, your voice.
This country's black future is a fire. With the right season, that burning school fire.
Alrighty, a couple of quick announcements for upcoming events. This Sunday, or actually, first off, this Saturday, as you just heard in the interview, they have the letter writing campaign going down at Black Spark. So if you can make it to that one, please do head along. The more letters that they can get out, obviously the more weight that this campaign is going to carry, and the higher the likelihood that the ministers will feel compelled to act and actually do something. The next day after that, on this Sunday, we have the counter-protest against the White Australian Racist March that has been organised. That's kicking off 11 a.m. at the State Library of Victoria. If you can head down to that one, that will be also a great one to head along to. Also, a bit later in the month, and I'll announce this again as we get closer, but Saturday the 25th, so not this weekend, but the following weekend, we have the IRL Radical Zine Fair, which is happening at the Edinburgh Gardens Community Room. That'll be on Saturday, the 25th of October, from 2 to 5 p.m. There's going to be a whole bunch of different organisations down there with a lot of different zines and other educational resources. It's a great day to come along and get your hands on some resources, learn some new things, and interact with some of the representatives from all the different organisations that will be down there on the day. The BPU is going to have a stall there, and we've got at least a dozen or so different zines on a whole different range of topics, plus all of these other organisations with all of these other great resources. So do head along to that one as well.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.